Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a giant asteroid. Yeah, it's International Asteroid Day, so do be careful. Unless you're Bruce Willis, then you're all good. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Last day of the month. Can you believe it? Yeah, it's here. It's happening. July is tomorrow, which means three-day weekend. That's a beautiful thing, right? Well, yeah, it's the last day of June, and it is International Asteroid Day. This is a UN unsanctioned day. Yeah, no, it's completely made up. Yeah, there's a global awareness campaign where basically people participate each June 30th. The mission is to inspire, engage, educate, and basically let the public know about asteroid opportunities and risks. Apparently there's asteroid opportunities. I didn't know that one, but there you go. Every year they produce a live broadcast with asteroid content. I'm hoping that they show the movie Armageddon, because I mean, come on, Bruce Willis, Aerosmith music, it's a beautiful thing. I know disaster movies, some people don't like them. I think they're totally fun. I don't know why, just watching stuff blow up, even after 2020, I still like disaster movies. We lived through one. But yes, it's International Asteroid Day. There's a media shower tonight that you can look at. It's actually been going on for the last few days, so maybe you've already missed out. Hopefully not. You can look in the southern hemisphere just a couple hours before dawn to see some asteroids. Apparently, this isn't the greatest asteroid show. They didn't do the best planning, I guess, to set up International Asteroid Day when the asteroid show is not that great. But again, Armageddon, all is good. Social Media Day. Yeah, can you believe that? It's already here. Social Media Day. Isn't every day Social Media Day for like the last 10 years? I mean, come on, we're all scrolling through social media feeds every day. That's what we do as society. Well, today, you can do it a little bit more, I guess. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe that's what you can do at work. When your boss comes up and says, well, why are you not getting your work done? Why are you looking at Facebook? You could say, it's Social Media Day, and totally get away with it. And then tell your boss to listen to the podcast if he doesn't believe you, because then also I get one more listener. Hey, see what I did there? I love that. Yeah, there's 3.78 billion social media users worldwide. And I've got some friends that actually post about that many photos per day, 3.7 billion. Yeah, I get it. Some people just are totally in, all in on this. I kind of share a little bit. You know, I do a little for This Is Today. We don't overdo it. I do some because mainly I'm trying to put together this content for you. This is my social network. I get to talk to you every day. There's my social network. So, you know, you're not going to see me sharing too many selfies on Instagram. I'm not going to unbox anything on YouTube. But however, I do put the podcast on YouTube as well. I will Rickroll somebody. I'll definitely do that. I've done that plenty of times. I'm not going to do any dancing on TikTok. Nobody wants to see that. Let's see what else is there. Oh, Reddit. You know, I may go to Reddit so that I can say that I came here to say this. That is definitely something I'll do. Or just jump on any platform to hate on Logan or Jake Paul. I think we can all do that today. I think that would be good, right? Oh, look at that. It's time to look at our events for today. We start our events in 1864. U.S. President Abraham Lincoln granted Yosemite Valley to California for a place of public use resort and recreation. This was a new idea back then. We didn't have national parks. In fact, Yosemite wasn't even a national park. It wasn't the first national park. It came in like third. This was the first parkland, though, that the federal government ever set aside for preservation and public use. And if you've ever been to Yosemite, you'll see why they picked this spot. Very special. Huge waterfalls. The big half dome thing. It's breathtaking when you go in there. Well, okay, so it wasn't a national park, but it did pave the way for future national parks. It became a national park on October 1st, 1890. Yosemite, by the way, is open right now. There's some serious limitations, though, on the services. So make sure you make some reservations if you plan to go there. And if you're going to make reservations for this summer, you might be too late. You might be lucky, but all their visitors come within a period of about 6 months. So it gets very crowded there. So make sure you get on the site early for next year, or try to squeeze it in this year if you can, because it is a fantastic trip. On this day in 1906, the United States Congress passed the Meat Inspection Act and the Pure Food and Drug Act. This was passed by signed by Theodore Roosevelt, passed by Congress. Basically, you know, foodborne illnesses, the way that we process meat, the way that we handled food, well, we needed to change some things, right? To make everybody a little bit healthier. We did that on this day in 1906. There were several revisions on this throughout the years, of course. In 1921, President Warren G. Harding appointed a former president, William Howard Taft, as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Yeah, Taft is truly unique because he's the only president to actually lead the two branches of government. After serving as president, he went over to Yale. He was probably yelling because, you know, that's what presidents do sometimes. He went over to Yale and taught law for a time. And then on this day, he was offered an appointment to the high court. He said, yeah, sign me up. I'm sure he said it exactly that way. And went over there. And there you go. He's on the Supreme Court. In 1936, on this day, Gone with the Wind was published. The novel by Margaret Mitchell was set during the Civil War and the Reconstruction era. It follows the story of Scarlett O'Hara, the daughter of a Georgia cotton plantation owner. Here's the problem with this one. Of course, it glorifies antebellum South. It was removed from HBO for a bit, and one person said the film's treatment of the world through a lens of nostalgia denies the horrors of slavery, as well as its legacies and racial inequalities. On this day in 2013, something sad happened in Yarnell, Arizona. This was a gold rush town that turned into an actual city, and the Yarnell Hill Fire was going on. It had been going on for a couple of days, and this turned into one of the deadliest wildfires since the 1991 Oakland Hills Fire, which killed 25 people. This fire killed 19 firefighters. That's the most firefighters killed in any incident since 9/11. This day in 2019, yeah, just a couple of years ago, Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Democrat Republic of Korea. Now, if you recall and you think back, he was calling the leader, Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man. So I guess if you want to meet somebody, you just keep calling him Rocket Man over and over and over again. And eventually, they're going to meet with you. And they actually, I guess, enjoyed each other's company. That happened on this day in 2019. All right, I'm finishing up a little early on the events here because I got to tell you about our podcast, because that was launched today. Learning More launched today, and we are talking with the brother of Carrie Fisher, the son of Debbie Reynolds, and the son of Eddie Fisher as well. Todd Fisher joins me over on that podcast. So click the link in the description and you can hear my conversation with him. It is fascinating to learn about Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, and Todd and his life and how he grew up. So be sure to click the link in the description and go check that out. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Lena Horne was born on this day in 1917. She passed away in 2010. Michael Phelps is 36 today. Mike Tyson is 55. And Allegra Versace is 35. That's your look at June 30th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something, head over to our website, thisistodaypodcast.com, to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.